Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another serving of Business Soup Talk Radio. If it's in business, it's Business Soup. I'm your host, John Dibbevoise. This show will blow your mind. On this serving of Business Soup will be Patricia Dukovsky and Danielle Richter from the Interactive Entertainment Group. Folks, this one will knock your socks off. How your small business, you, me, and everyone can interact with virtual reality, augmented reality, and put it on your screen in such a way that will blow your audience's mind. So pull up a chair, sit on down. We are going to blow your mind in the virtual space with Interactive Entertainment Group's virtual reality presentation right here on Business Soup. Ladies, welcome to this serving of Business Soup.
Hi, how are you?
It's a pleasure to have both of you. We have Patty and we also have Danielle from the Interactive Entertainment Group. They caught my attention because they bring to the interactive world the party. Ladies, the Interactive Entertainment Group, you got my attention because you had all of these neat things that you can do in a virtual setting. We're all locked down, as you can see, and I can see that we're all working from home as so many other people are in these times during the COVID-19. I walk through the door and I say, all right, ladies, Interactive Entertainment Group, what can you do for my small business and why would I be doing business with you? How about it, Danielle?
Let's face it, right now, remote work can be isolating. And without face-to-face interaction right now, people are used to that face-to-face interaction at a live event.
That's right.
So we've come up with some great virtual options that have been tailored to all different types of virtual events, where clients then now have the opportunity to still have fun in an education or just a fun atmosphere with bringing people together from all different settings of an office where not necessarily they may not have had an opportunity to be together. People have been really enjoying this virtual option as a stepping away from a virtual event, you know, a live event where they can't do.
Well, Patty, when Danielle is talking about stepping away and doing it differently, I find that the Zoom meetings I go into looks like an old version of Hollywood Squares.
Yes.
So what are you doing differently?
What we're doing differently with COVID and everything, again, what Danielle mentioned with working remotely, we want to try to figure out a way that whether it's with your clients or with your team, your coworkers, that you could get together and interact in a more personal way, but yet have fun. And with that, there's logistical reasons of why you want to go as far as virtual. You want to connect with people. First of all, there was a need. Everybody's working remotely. We came about with going virtual because there was a need. And we said, what do our clients need? How can we help them? What can we do? What's the solutions? Everyone's used to getting together. How can we keep the morale going, productivity, whether it's training or team building or keeping in contact with your clients in a fun and different way? So what we came up with several programs is taking some of our live interactive games that we've specialized with on live events and taking them to a virtual capacity.
Let's back up a second. Taking it to a virtual capacity. What does that mean?
What we did was really take products that we really have been doing for 10, 15 years and just brought it over to a virtual platform. So we took pre-existing products that have been extremely successful in the corporate field of a trade show, a hospitality suite, a closing ceremony of a conference, and just pivoted them to a virtual platform. So it's now done virtually versus us live speaking and being with each other at a live event. And it's been extremely, extremely successful with bringing these options for our clients, both new and old. We've gained, you know, a significant amount right now.
If I'm in one of your interactive meetings, what does it look like?
Right now, we are using the Zoom platform. Does not mean that we have to use Zoom platform, but we do feel comfortable using that Zoom platform. And it's just like as if you're in a meeting, except we take it up a notch. You know, we're bringing a game like a scavenger hunt or some type of Jeopardy or horse racing or, you know, we have a ton of virtual Olympics. We have a whole library of products that we do that are virtual that people are engaging and are able to participate virtually.
So if I have a business, say one of my listeners has a home-based business that might be dealing in, I'm just going to pick something, like supplements. and I want, or the perhaps the provider, the manufacturer, they want to have an interactive meeting and they would work through you. Is this an app that I would get from you, or are you bringing it to the table and producing it and sending up all the bells and whistles and rockets with it?
We really can do it on anybody's platform. It doesn't have to be you on Zoom. We use Zoom as the main platform that we use, but it can be on anybody's existing platform. So if they're having a meeting, we can just come on to their meeting and host another one of their rooms that they have. It is not an app. It's just a website that, you know, just like a Zoom or a Google Meets or a Microsoft Meetup, you know, it's all pre-existing platforms that we just come right on and host our game. Like as if we're hosting an event with you for a live event. It's just done virtually.
I noticed on your website, you have a plethora of service and products and things. And one that got my attention was the digital hand sanitizer. That one got my attention. I'm going, all right, what does that mean? That's just one thing that a small business could have exposure, from what I understand, from going to the website and such. And since I work with a limited budget, perhaps I want to have the exposure of having that, my name, my image, my product projected out in front of people. Is the digital hand sanitizer one of those platforms that would get my message out there in a physical location?
Yes, the digital sanitizer would be able to get your message out in a location. So we would be able to put your brand's message on there digitally and be able to change it at any area remotely, as well as so subliminally your advertising in a retail setting, in a restaurant setting. You could promote your business by using, but also adapting to what's going on, which is COVID and hand sanitizers being used on such more of a frequent basis.
All right, to explain to the audience, since this is strictly audio, a digital hand sanitizer is not sanitizing your hands, but it is a device where the hand sanitizer is with a screen that is projecting your image, your message to people as they're standing there getting the sanitizer. So their hands aren't getting zapped by some sort of digital 5G environment. This is just a projection of your image to people so that when they're getting their hand, your business is taking advantage of a moment where they can see your product, your service, and perhaps redirect them to another place. Can I put a QR code on that as well, a quick response?
You can. You could almost imagine it as if it's a large iPhone and it's attached underneath is a sanitizer that automatically, when you put your hands underneath, the sanitizer comes out. But with that digital iPhone and that multimedia presence, you can change the image at any time on the brand message.
And I can have 1, 10, or 100 of these all around a targeted market that I would want.
Correct. So you could have it in retail. You could use it in restaurants. You could use it at an outdoor and experiential marketing outside of your business. It really attracts customers, but yet has a dual purpose because of the sanitizer.
You have, as I mentioned, a plethora of services. And what got my attention was the interactive presentation, because so many of the events that I attend out in Vegas fell like dominoes. And
correct,
that whole city was severely impacted by the fact that all of these things were being shut down. Everybody has been running to the internet to try and come up with a virtual presentation, from Remo to Zoom and all these other ones that are trying to capture this space. Is this something that is a shared revenue? Is this something that is a value added? Is it a service that you do for me at a fee? How does this work?
Well, how it works is logistically, the reason why we came up with the virtual events is because with everything, again, happening with live events being canceled and travel being shut down and the limitations and the social distancing limitations, we had logistical reasons for that. And most of them being right now, since the events were canceled, we found our small businesses, customers wanted to do live events with their clients, with their teams, and the way logistically having it weather resistant, you can do it with no travel. There's no limitation because you don't need a venue size. And the emotional reasons would be to increase the morale and build the relationships as well as avoid the burnout. So we took this and listened to what our clients had to say and came up with these 6 new ideas on virtual programs and took it to the next level.
Well, you got my attention with the horse racing. You had the virtual horse race. So I was automatically drawn to that because everybody knows that I've been in it all my life. Learned to ride before I could walk. Still doing it. Still can't walk. You have virtual bingo, Jeopardy. You have the brand smart game. You have all of these interactive things. How does that work? Is it a display that I walk on, or is it something that is projected onto my computer screen where I am now?
So all of these virtual options are all host on a, you know, on the Zoom platform, as I said before, but can be on any platform. But depending on what it is, like, for example, the virtual scavenger hunt, it's where guests are actually looking in their homes for all different objects. So it could be anything from a brush to a mask, and they could take it however they want to do it. It could be a doll brush, it could be a hairbrush, or a mask could be like a beauty mask or like a mask that we've been wearing. So they really can take, you know, take it however they wanted to grab those items. And then we score it, and then people will see who have the most, and it could be teams or individual. People have a lot of fun with all of these, and they all have different features per each one.
The virtual scavenger hunt in my house. Wow, that would be quite the hunt. If I had any kids left in the house, might get them to clean the house at the same time. That's an interesting strategy. Go find your phone. It's somewhere in the house.
Yeah, I mean, the horse racing is a great one also. Guess as if they were going to an OTB, just like with betting on a horse, they would choose their horses prior. Once they're there, then that would be before. So then they would come on to the virtual session and see the horse races play out with our MC actually like MCing the actual race as if they're like watching the race happen live.
Let's back up for a moment. For those of you who don't know OTB, that's off-track betting.
Oh, sorry.
Sounds like you're quite familiar with that. So whether it be the virtual horse racing, I'm not actually betting on the horses. I'm looking at animated figures that look like real horses. It's not an actual horse race.
It actually is an old race that we take and we change the names of the horses, as well as we, you know, mark it up in our program that we use. So okay. They are old horse races that we've changed and created into our program to create the virtual horse racing, which is fun. So it's depending on, you know, people don't know that it could be a horse from Belmont.
Interesting. So I could be sitting there watching going, hey, that horse looks familiar.
100%. Right. Yeah.
And you can also add some customization as well with it and name the horses different, which could tie into the brand or the corporation or the small business where it really encourages the engagement and having fun.
Well, one of my favorite horse racing events was when the announcer was naming off the horses, and there were two horses, obviously from the same barn. One horse's name was My Wife Knows Everything, and the other horse was My Wife Knows Nothing, and they were neck and neck, and it was, we have coming around the three-quarter pole, we have My Wife Knows Nothing followed up with My Wife Knows Everything. And it was back and forth. And it was one of the best callings I'd ever heard. And boy, if that isn't the reality in horse racing.
So really, the horse racing announcers are comical, they're funny, they're interactive, they're engaging with the participants, and it gets very competitive, and it's a lot of fun.
So how does that type of event, and again, I'm picking on the horse racing, how does that work into my business presentation? I name the horses my products. How does that benefit me as a business projecting my product out there?
Yeah, so a lot of people are using this as sponsorship opportunities. So where people can use the branding on it and do, this race is sponsored by Geico, or this race is sponsored by a food product. They're using it where they can use their branding and sponsor races, as well as it's used in another context of where it's like an ending to a corporate breakout session, more of a kind of a bringing, you know, laughter and fun in the atmosphere where it's not just all educational. So, you know, you want people to laugh and get up and have fun. And we encourage people to wear funny hats or wear certain colors or, you know, really interact with each other, because it's funny to see someone with a funny hat on, or it's funny to see somebody wearing, you know. Right.
And also, normally what you would do is with normal Zoom meetings, you're usually meeting with your team members in a certain department. With this, it puts everybody in the same boat, and it would normally have different coworkers getting together on a more social platform where they normally wouldn't have. So it really has been very, very popular and has been a huge hit.
Would this be something that I would use, say, in a webinar? I'm trying to teach everybody about the value of subscribing to a business concept.
Sure. What we could do with the webinar, if you're looking to make it more of an educational webinar or say a product launch, there's other programs that you could use. We have our live trivia. That would be great. We could customize questions and it become more of an educational, where you could have it educational as well as some fun questions tied in. A lot of times we incorporate some fun prizes depending upon the company. And so it becomes a little bit more competitive. So it's a fun way to learn. I think that everyone at this point is getting a little bit zoomed out, so to speak. And I think it engages them where they're incorporating education into interactive fun and making it challenging with their coworkers and also competing for a small prize.
Yeah, I do think that people are needing that extra spice up into like the whole thing with the Zoom, with Zoom meetings, because there's only so many Zoom meetings you can sit on and listen to people talk and lecture. This changes it up and gives people more of an opportunity to come out of their shell, like as if they were going to a cocktail party or if they were going to a live event that there was an activation to participate with. Just gives other options.
And right now, you can't take away live interaction. Live events will eventually go back. But this is also another option now with virtual and hybrid events. We believe this is here to stay due to some weather restrictions and travel, health, whatever the case may be. This is a whole new market where I believe that we're getting a very positive response. And it really helps with more work-life balance with if there are conflicts in schedule, and it allows for virtual meetings, virtual fun, never to replace the live event because we miss that social interaction. But this is as good as it gets for right now in the climate we're in.
Once we get out of our shell, out of our homes, our kitchens, living rooms, bathrooms, closets, once we get out of there and we get into a convention, you have virtual reality in the trade shows and such.
Correct.
If I'm standing up on a stage and I'm giving a presentation, what can you be doing with your interactive business, with your company, with what you're presenting behind me?
Are you talking about virtual or when it goes back to live events?
What if you could do virtual behind me? Can you have rockets going off or can you have things flying around behind me?
If you're at a trade show and it's a virtual trade show, we can now actually beam someone to do a meeting. If you're at a location and let's say the CEO is looking to do something at a location, but he's not present, we could actually beam him in and into a hologram and have him speaking to you right in front of you as if you're on Star Trek. The technology is there. I think everyone right now is embracing the technology. I think that's something that we never thought, like we look back years ago and saw in the Jetsons, is becoming more of a reality. And we've kind of put that into going from 0 to 100 to figuring it out and learning how we can operate on a virtual scale. And like I said, it will go back to live events where we will have the live events, but it's nice to know that due to restrictions or whatever the case may be, cost for a small company and budgets, that you do have other options to bring people together in different ways.
This is what really got my attention, was to have this holographic image. So I could project myself onto a stage, and it could be as if I am interviewing somebody down at the San Diego Convention Center or any place else, and I don't have to leave my motorhome or my ranch. So I can just continue my interview elsewhere. And I say that with kind of tongue in cheek, but that technology is incredible. Like you said, it's Star Trek.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm.
And what is the detail? Am I going to look like a ghost, the headless horseman, or am I going to look like myself?
You would be looking like yourself. You would be looking like yourself. You would be a holographic image. You could be standing on a stage with, let's say, 50 people at your office. This is whether you could do that now or you could do that when live events go into full effect. You don't have to be physically present where you could literally be beamed there in a live capacity speaking to your employees or audience.
Well, could I put Brad Pitt in my place and have my words coming out of him?
I'm sure we can do that. You know, that's a matter of budget, but pretty much right now with the technology is moving as quickly as it is. I'm sure it's something that could happen.
So this holographic image is available right now. I call you up and say, all right, beam me up.
Yes.
And I'm going to show up just the way I'm supposed to and not what comes out in Star Trek sometimes.
Correct.
All right.
Obviously, with this production end, it's a little more costly. There's a lot of AV involved, but yes, you can.
And there are other features of holographic, you know, virtual holographic in it too. Like we've used it for like marketing campaigns in a store where they're showing it for advertising. There's a lot of avenues that that can go down as well.
Oh, my mind is exploding with opportunities on how this works. My staff has a heck of a time keeping up with me.
Well, what really is interesting too, and just to give you a visual, since I know this is a audio show, for example, if you went into retail right now, retail is quiet because of COVID social interaction, but even when it's very, very busy and we go back to full scale, how do you really grab someone's attention? Everything's done with multimedia, with screens, with giant screens, with signage, with images, with things hanging all over. What about if you saw a holographic image of a sneaker, of let's say an Adidas sneaker flying around above the shoe department? Everybody across the whole entire store is going to say, what is that? And your message is going around. That's the technology that's available right now today.
So let's say that I was at Consumer Electronics Show, which is one of my favorite shows. Let's say that I'm there, and one of the hardest things to do is get people to come into my booth. When you're competing with the big boys out there, I've spent on my small little booth, it costs you upwards of $50,000 to make your presentation there at Consumer Electronics Show. And there's thousands, I mean, thousands of people that want your attention.
One of the biggest shows we've been there, yes.
And one of the problems is that so many of these smaller companies will have a great product, but it's getting people to come in and look at their product. And it used to be in the years past, they would get the 6 foot tall showgirls to drag these guys in. Well, that's not as politically correct these days. And they tried candy, water, and all that stuff, and that's not working anymore. But you got to drag them in. And I have always preferred with some type of presentation that's going to bring them in. So you could put up all the bells and whistles in a virtual reality or a holographic. I can't think of something that would be more of a draw than having a holographic image in my booth.
You could have a holographic image from a 4x4 area to an entire wall of holographic images that literally could jump out, and it is a showstopper. It is a wow factor. And that is marketing, and that's where experiential marketing, and that is the future.
Now, I don't want to spend all my time on this holographic image. You have so many other services that you bring to the table there. What is a virtual graffiti wall, and how would I use that in my business?
We have, I want to say, probably the biggest inventory as far as products for live events that we own and operate everything that we do. So we really specialize in unique and different, and that's definitely what sets us apart from a lot of other companies. But the virtual graffiti wall is probably one of my favorites. It is where guests can take a picture, it goes onto a screen, and then they're able to virtually graffiti on the actual screen using a spray paint can.
It's infrared.
It's an infrared spray paint can.
Infrared tagging.
It's an infrared spray paint can that they're actually spray painting, and it comes out like spray paint on the actual screen itself.
So it's kind of like spraying a clear gas on it. So there's really nothing coming out. You can turn around and spray it at somebody, and
it's air.
Yep. It's just air.
It's the best type of spray paint you could have because there's no messes. Because it's not there. It's only virtually there.
That's my style of painting. So I can practice on a board and see if it, or practice an image. And if I like it, then I can take out the real paint.
But what makes it great also is if you're trying to do a branding message, for example, Target. Or you're doing a holiday or an eyeglass company. If you're an eyeglass company, we could then pop on after you spray paint, we could pop on cool glasses, sunglasses, other glasses. We could take any prop whatsoever and customize your logo and be able to put that also on that screen.
Same thing with the backgrounds and same thing with on every image that they create, they'd actually get a printout of it. So on top
or
of creating
media.
This, or they can send it to, or both, they can send it to social media as well. But it can be fully branded. So the backdrop, the stencils and stamps, as well as the bottom of the image.
So I could have the virtual graffiti wall on the back of my booth, or in my booth at Consumer Electronics Show or National Association of Broadcasters, NAB, or any live event, I can have that. That would be a draw to bring the person into and say, hey, sign your name.
Yep.
Here's a spray can. Sign this contract. Bang. You got them for a subscription.
And then you could take a stamp and put a pair of glasses on that person. And then if it's a Target, you could take a stencil and put a stencil of the Target logo and spray that logo with red. And it incorporates interactive branding customization. It's an amazing product.
Well, and the way my mind is thinking is that they could sign their name in it and be standing and their image or whatever it is that we create that is within the technology, that can be printed or I would assume saved digitally that they can take with them, say in an SD card, or it can be beamed over to their phone. And then they can use that as an image that they can either share on their Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and such. But it will have the ghost signature of my company or perhaps a QR code on my company on that image and compounding my distribution through their social media.
Yes, we've had many businesses, large, small, household names come and have these graffiti walls at whether it's a hospitality, a trade show, an event, and literally go viral with some of the pictures. And just with the tags, it really has exploded on social media.
There are so many things I can talk about, and we've only got time for one more. Otherwise, I could go all day on this. Augmented reality, and you put it in a gaming wall. What does augmented reality mean? That's like telling me artificial intelligence. I work with that every day in my office. What is augmented reality?
Augmented reality is where you actually take something. For example, we have live photos. The way to really understand it, again, without showing you, because I know we're just radio, not screen, is basically you could take an image for an advertisement if you open a magazine. And let's say it's a Fruit Loops is advertising in Good Housekeeping. And you could actually take an app, you would download an app, and you would scan it over that image, and that image can come to life. Let's say the Pelican Bird literally would be standing on top of the magazine on your desk. It comes to life. If you walk into a store and there's an area where there's M&Ms and you see that the M&Ms and you point it in that area with that application, and let's say it's an M&Ms app that you download, you could point that app with your phone on and an M&Ms, one of the characters can pop right out of that, right in front of your eyes in the store. That's the best way to describe it. It's something that is beyond virtual reality. It's an altering state of marketing and advertising.
You're taking something from the virtual world into the real world, basically.
Yes.
And it pops right up, you know, from through your phone. So you'll see it or whatever you're scanning it from. You'll see it right on your phone and you'll be like, and you start swiping it and it's not there.
I think I saw this at Consumer Electronics Show once. Where I took a phone and I put it over the image in a children's book, and the dragon literally came to life in front of me.
And That's exactly what it is.
And I remember seeing that, and I said, "This is a hit." And it was this woman standing in the innovations department, and just she had a card table for a presentation, and it was one of those displays that jumped out at me and said, "This is a hit," especially for children's books.
Yes. Imagine going to a trade show, okay, and having a marker on that trade show, because keep in mind with augmented reality, you have to have a marker where they could hit, which is programmed, and having a marker and having a whale in water jumping out of the bottom of the trade show, or a dolphin jumping up and it being a whole sea of water on the bottom of the trade show, but nothing's there. It's as if something is there, you could almost, you can't touch it, but you feel like you can touch it.
One of the things that I've always wanted to try is to get people to stop and look into my brick and mortar window. I find that that is space that is so underutilized in advertising. People just walk on by. You see it all the time in the cities. And they have mannequins in there and the clothing is fading or falling off because it's... What can be done to have an interactive display in, say, a brick and mortar through the window with someone walking on the sidewalk? Can that be done through your company?
Yes, you could do augmented reality with an augmented reality program. That would have to be if it's a custom program. And we would set up and program markers depending upon what item, if it's a retail store, we can have an outfit of the day, or we can have, if it's a mascot on a certain, or a logo, you go past Nike and the logo could be flying in the air in front of you. Augmented reality is generally done with an app. So it's tied into an app. But again, like Danielle said, it's a form of bringing it to a live interface.
This is fascinating. All this is available at interactiveparty.com.
Yes.
Correct.
I see so many opportunities for a small business to use this technology to get their message out in so many different platforms, just myself alone.
We realize with the need with small businesses, I mean, it is the bottom line when you are a small business, even with corporations with budgets. I think the COVID, now that everybody's working remotely, sometimes you don't need all that space. What's the difference in putting an augmented reality if you have a new outfit of the day or some things that you're offering, but you don't have the space, you have the small amount of retail space, but you have a lot of other things you want to offer. Why not tie in those markers or the augmented reality for some new inventory and also have people download your app? You can also collect data as you're downloading. It's also good for retail because you're collecting customers' information. You can do that as well as they download the app for marketing as well. So someone might not come into your store, but they could download the app and the augmented reality and see that live interaction, but yet you're collecting information so you could use that for future marketing. As creative as your mind can be is as creative as the product. Right now, the technology is changing that fast.
This holographic image, and I want to, once again, I get back to that. Is this image moving? Are you filming this person live, or is it a pre-recorded thing?
It could be pre-recorded or it can be live.
Wow. And it can be moving.
Correct.
Wow. Well, I could go on forever on this, but we have run out of time, ladies. Boy, when you say you bring the party to the party, you mean it. Patricia, Danielle, I want to thank you for joining us on this very interesting, actually fascinating serving of business soup. You've really stirred it up and given me a lot of ideas, and I'm sure my audience is going to be looking at this and seeing how can that apply in their business. There really isn't anything that this couldn't apply to, because in life, there's nothing that we do or say that doesn't involve a small business, even the air that we're breathing.
Correct. And I think right now with the small business industry, and now that the live events are not happening, the virtual events are right now something that everybody can utilize. We have a complete listing of virtual options, which can serve anything for advertising, team building, client customer appreciations, and engage until we get back to live events.
Very impressive what you have, what you've said, and your website is just filled with great opportunities and a lot of ideas to expand the distribution, because in business, distribution is the most important part, as my audience has heard for over 20 years, because without distribution, you got nothing. If nobody knows that you exist, you'll have a garage full of stuff.
Exactly.
And I already have enough stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Patricia, Danielle, I want to thank you for being on this serving of Business Soup. I look forward to, hopefully you'll come back and share with us some of our own interaction that I have in mind for us later on in other servings of Business Soup. Patricia, Danielle, thanks for being on this serving of Business Soup.
Thank you so much for having us.
This has been another serving of Business Soup, where business comes for business. I'm John Debevoise, inviting you to visit the website for more servings of what is best in business.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.